AircheckDownloads.com. American Top 40. We're getting closer and closer to number one.
Number five.
Back when singer Perry McKissick was about 8 years old, her uncle said she looked just like Fred Flintstone's daughter. So he nicknamed her Pebbles. And it stuck. Here she is with a song she took to number one on the Black Singles Chart. Pebbles with Girlfriend. Girlfriend by 23-year-old Pebbles, up a notch to number five this week on American Top 40. This is Casey. AT40 originates in Hollywood. Now, we're up to the story that proves the old saying, forbidden fruit is always sweeter. It's the story of how Terrence Trent D'Arby became obsessed with pop music because he was forbidden to listen to it as a child. Terrence's father was an evangelist, a Pentecostal preacher. His mother was a gospel singer, and Terrence grew up on the road, traveling with his family from congregation to congregation. Now, Reverend D'Arby believed in raising his children with strict supervision, and pop music was considered a negative influence, and that included soul music, blues, rock and roll, and country. So whenever Terrence did catch a pop tune on the radio, he was thrilled. He says, "Anything different I heard was a stolen pleasure." Terrence didn't discover non-religious music until he was in his late teens and early 20s. And he says he became obsessive about it, soaking up every sound he heard. And you can hear it in his music, an appreciation for all kinds of songs and singers. Critics were the first to notice it. Robert Hilburn of the Los Angeles Times wrote, "Don't try to figure out what someone with Jimi Hendrix, Michael Jackson, and Prince connections is going to sound like. Just imagine a contemporary Sam Cooke." D'Arby's voice is silky and seductive at times as Al Green's, yet as explosive in other moments as Otis Redding's. And in Rolling Stone magazine, Michael Gilmore wrote, "He serves notice of what we might expect from the voice of tomorrow's best pop music." End of quote. Here's the singer once banned from listening to the music that made him the man he is today, Terrence Trent D'Arby, at number four with Wishing Well. Hit number one on the Black Singles Chart and moves up a notch to number four here on AT40. Wishing Well, Terrence Trent D'Arby, born and raised in New York, now living in London. Three songs away from number one as the countdown rocks on.
The hits from coast to coast. American Top 40.
We're on our way to the number one song in the USA. But before we get any closer to number one, let's check out Billboard's other number ones. Number one on the country chart is I'll Always Come Back by K.T. Oslin. Topping the album chart is the soundtrack to the movie Dirty Dancing. Number one on the dance chart, Prove Your Love by Taylor Dane. And number one on the black singles chart is The Butt by EU. Now, back on the pop chart. Here's last week's number one song in the black singles chart and last week's number one on AT40, falling this week to number three. Billy Ocean and Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car.
Hey, you get into my car.
36-year-old Billy Ocean, Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car, got into the number one spot for 2 weeks, now gets out to number three. It's the first hit from Billy's album, Tear Down These Walls. Coming up, a new page is about to be written in chart history. Up till now, two women have been tied for having the most solo number one songs. One is Madonna. The other is the woman who this week breaks the tie with her seventh number one smash. Details coming up.
Casey's Coast to Coast, American Top 40.
These are the 40 hottest hits in the USA. At number two is a group from Australia, INXS. And according to the group's guitarist, Kirk Pengilly, you shouldn't call them an Australian band. He says, "We live in Sydney and we are Australian, but few of our lyrics are indicative of Australia. To us, it doesn't matter where you come from. Music is music. From anywhere and everywhere." Here's INXS with Devil Inside. INXS with Devil Inside. Been inside the survey for 9 weeks now. This week, it holds at number two. This is American Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem. Well, now we're up to the number one song, and a song that makes chart history. It breaks a tie between two female superstars. Up till now, these women were running neck and neck for having more number one songs than any female solo singer in history. One is a superstar from Michigan. She exploded in the 1980s with the number ones Like a Virgin, Crazy for You, Papa Don't Preach, Live to Tell, Open Your Heart, and Who's That Girl? We all know who that girl is, with 6 number ones, Madonna. Now, only one other woman has had as many. She's from New Jersey, and she started her number one hit streak when she was only 22 years old. That was in 1985 with the song Saving All My Love for You. She then followed that up with the number ones, How Will I Know, Greatest Love of All, I Want to Dance with Somebody, Didn't We Almost Have It All, and So Emotional. That brought her number one total to 6, tying her with Madonna. Well, this week, she breaks that tie as her 7th number one song goes to the top. The new number one song in the USA is by the woman who's had the most solo number ones in chart history, Whitney Houston, with Where Do Broken Hearts Go? The new number one song in the USA, Whitney Houston's Where Do Broken Hearts Go? Well, we sure know where all of Whitney's songs go. That's her 7th number one pop song in a row, and she's only 24 years old. And there you are, the 40 most popular records in America straight from the official Billboard chart for the week ending April 23rd, 1988. American Top 40, created by Casey Kasem and Dom Bastani in conjunction with Tom Rounds and ABC Watermark, is produced in Hollywood by ABC Watermark. Our mailing address is American Top 40, Post Office Box 2000, Hollywood, California, zip code 90028. Our executive producer is Tom Cuddy, producer Elizabeth Rollins, with Matt Wilson, Daryl Morton, Tracy Pearson, Dana Schwartzwalder, Ann Stroiker, Allison Pipitone, Michael Sullivan, Mike Williams, David Cohen, Stu Jacobs, Greg Garcia, and Dean Hotop. My name's Casey Kasem. Join me next week, and again, we'll count down the 40 most popular hits in the USA. By the way, don't forget to catch a glimpse of your favorite stars each week as I count them down on my TV show, America's Top 10. Till then, keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
AirCheckDownloads.com.